CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Communist Party of China has decided on the country's course for the next 5 years, targeting medium-high levels of economic growth, highlighting innovation, and abandoning the decades-long one-child policy. The four-day fifth plenary session of the 18th CPC Central Committee has adopted proposals for economic and social development in the 13th Five-Year Plan of National Development covering 2016 to 2020. The new program is vital for the final countdown to reaching China's first centenary goal, which is to double 2010 GDP and the 2010 per capita income of both urban and rural residents by 2020, completing the building of a moderately prosperous society. The centenary goal is in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the CPC's founding in 1921. A communique released after the meeting says the country will underpin development as a top priority. The country is aiming to achieve its economic goal by ensuring more balanced, inclusive, and sustainable development. It's been announced Chinese President Xi Jinping will be making a state visit to Vietnam. The agenda for Xi Jinping's time in Vietnam has not been laid out. However, issues connected to the South China Sea are likely to be high on the list of talking points. The two-day trip to Vietnam on November 5th and 6th will be followed by a state visit to Singapore. This year marks the 25th anniversary of diplomatic ties between China and Singapore. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is suggesting the creation of an intergovernmental mechanism to coordinate development strategies between China and Germany. The Premier made the suggestion during his talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel Thursday morning in Beijing. For her part, Merkel says Germany hopes China and the EU will be able to sign a bilateral investment agreement on an early date. Merkel is making an official visit to China this Thursday and Friday. It is her eighth visit to China since 2005 in her capacity as chancellor. Merkel is leading a German business delegation to China and will also be taking part in a business development forum in Anhui's capital Hefei as part of her time in China. China Aviation Supplies Holding Company has signed an agreement with Airbus to buy 130 planes from the European aircraft manufacturer. The order includes 30 wide-body A330s and 100 single-aisle A320s. Airbus predicts air traffic in China will surpass that of all other countries within the next 10 years. The company believes around 5,400 new passenger and cargo planes will be needed in China in the coming 20 years. Fan Changlong, vice chairman of China's Central Military Commission, will visit Pakistan and India in mid-November. Defense Ministry spokesperson Yang Yujun says Fan's visit will aim to strengthen military exchanges with the two countries, safeguarding regional peace and stability. Yang also announced that Chinese Defense Minister Chan Wanquan will attend the third ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus in Kuala Lumpur from Monday to Thursday. The meeting involves defense ministers from the 10 ASEAN nations and their regional dialogue partners, including Australia, China, Japan, India, South Korea, New Zealand, Russia, and the United States. Iran is appointing its first female ambassador since 1979. Maxi Afgham, the incumbent spokesperson for the foreign ministry, will leave Tehran next month to serve as ambassador to Malaysia. Afgham has served as the first female spokesperson for the ministry since September 2013, when President Hassan Rouhani took office. The last female ambassador dispatched by Iran was to Denmark until the 1979 Islamic Revolution. China's first lunar rover, Yutu, has set the record for the longest active rover on the surface of the moon. Yutu has survived on the moon longer than the Soviet Union's 1970 moon rover, Lunokhod 1, which survived for 11 months on the moon. Yutu ran into operational problems in 2014 and shut down. However, Chinese space authorities were able to revive it. Even though Yutu can't move anymore, it's still collecting data, recording images, and sending back video. This year's edition of the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road International Expo is underway in the city of Dongguan in Guangdong. Around 970 companies from 50 different countries and regions are taking part. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.